Some of you will remember that the altar in the Zendo used to be at the end of the room against the north wall. It was decided to move it to the center of the room a while back, along with the timekeeper position. There's a tradition for having it in the center, and it seems to work nicely there. That's how we've left it. But does it really matter where the altar is? Not really. Another question we might ask is, why have an altar at all? What is its purpose? And what about the items we place on the altar? There's a small statue, a candle, water, and flowers, along with an incense burner. What special significance do these things have, if any? We could also ask the same question about our service or the bowing and chanting that we do. Do they have a function in our practice? One way to consider these things is to look at them as the forms that have been handed down to us from generation after generation of practitioners. We could also see them as a kind of structure, a context, perhaps, within which we can focus on our formal practice in the Zendo. Fundamentally, of course, they serve as supports and reminders for our practice effort, however we might interpret or explain them. So a form I would like to say a few words about this morning is this one, Gassho. The word translates as hands together, and it is a gesture that is common to many traditions and cultures. It can signify a number of different things. It might be an expression of gratitude or a pleading. It might be a show of respect or simply a greeting. But let's look at Gassho in terms of what it literally means. Hands together. How does this support our practice effort? A phrase we sometimes hear in Zen is not to. Gassho is an expression of not to. It is what the gesture can remind us of. When we put our hands together, is it two hands or one Gassho? Or both or neither? When there is no gap between our hands, they are not two. When there is no gap between self and other, there is not two. When we are being this experiencing moment, there is not two. This is not something that can be explained or understood conceptually, but it can be expressed and it can be experienced. And one way to do this is Gassho. What about the gap? The space we believe exists between self and other, between us and our experience. This is where self-centered dreams are born and where they manifest. When we ignore our true nature, there is a gap. In our resistance to being just this moment experiencing, we create this gap. It's the automatic reactive habit that kicks in when we face the difficulties and stress that inevitably comes with our human existence. Dogen said that the awakened way is never apart from this very time and place. And yet, he said, If a hair's breadth of distinction exists, the gap is like that between heaven and earth. He used hair's breadth because it can be difficult to notice sometimes. But the distinction is me and not me, like and dislike, want and don't want. It is said that nature doesn't like a vacuum and will try to fill it. And like a vacuum, we fill our gaps with ideas, opinions, beliefs, and stories. We become detached from our life as it is and cause suffering for ourselves and others. Or as Dogen put it, all is confused and the mind is lost. I use the word gap, but it can also be seen as a barrier. A chasm that we can't jump is a barrier to the other side. We can lose the ability to be intimate with our life as our life if we believe that there is a distinction between us and our experience. If we refuse to embrace this life as it is, we become incapable of responding with skill and compassion. And we believe that the awakened way is something we need to attain and is just on the other side of a chasm that we can't jump. Fortunately, our practice is simple. We only need to be mindful and notice when the gaps appear. Appreciate them for what they are and thereby avoid being trapped by them. It's simple, but not always easy, and requires our ongoing effort. But through our commitment to practice, we become better able to be aware of the gaps that arise and to notice the distinctions they create. Still, we can't really avoid distinctions, since they are, after all, an aspect of our human nature. We see ourselves as finite beings in an infinite universe, we stand on earth and gaze at the heavens. But as our efforts continue and our practice matures, we begin to realize that heaven and earth are not two. Gosho, thank you.